Nottingham Castle. It's the middle of the night, and the sheriff is tossing and turning in his sleep.
The Pact! The Pact!
He dreams of a figure on horseback, waving a scroll in front of a glaring sun. Robin Hood rides off, waving the scroll in the air. Then a hand reaches down to pick it up off the ground, only for it to blow away in the wind. Clutching at thin air as he awakes, the sheriff looks around to find himself standing in the middle of the forest in his pajamas. Gisborne enters the sheriff's room.
Morning, my lord. Sorry to disturb you.
Who are you? Where's the sheriff?
I was about to ask the same question.
Get out!
You hurt me. Hurt Prince John. I'm a special envoy.
Well, I've never seen you before.
Well, that's because I arrive at dawn. Every other Thursday. Share a glass of wine with the sheriff. He stamps his seal. Here. I take it to Prince John, and the prince knows that all is well in the provinces. But today, all is not well, is it? No sheriff, no stamp. And of course, you have no idea what's happened to me.
No.
Well, then I suggest you find out. You know the deal. Anything happens to the sheriff, Prince John sends an army to raise Nottingham to the ground.
Yes, but we don't know if anything has happened to the sheriff.
Yeah, but he's not here. That's all I need to know. The troops will be here by sunset. I've already sent the signal. Nottingham is about to be flattened.
Gisborne looks alarmed. Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and Jali J. Episode 10, Richard Curtie and Bev Doyle. Sherwood Forest. The sheriff steps on something sharp.
I've been watching you. You've been sleepwalking.
What?
Nice silk.
I am the sheriff of Nottingham. I do not sleepwalk. And you will take me to Nottingham.
He goes to set off, but the burly peasant takes hold of his pajama top.
Maybe we should start again.
What a pretty mouth you got.
He knees the sheriff in the groin, but as he kneels down beside him, the sheriff bites into his hand until his false tooth embeds itself in his skin. Plucking it from his hand and replacing it in his mouth, the sheriff gets up and kicks the man in the face.
And so, to Nottingham.
He looks around blankly.
Alan! Where are you?
Alan runs across the courtyard.
Organize the guard.
The sheriff's missing. Search every inch of the castle. Find him.
Missing?
Find him.
In a clearing, the sheriff's on his hands and knees constructing an improvised navigation aid out of sticks.
Son, I want it now!
Well, you can't always get what you want, can you?
The woman holds a knife to the sheriff's throat.
The stable left saw him go in the night.
Go where?
Go on.
He went out on his horse. He was mumbling.
Mumbling?
Just tell him what you told me.
He said, open the gate.
Gisborne steps towards the girl.
And what did you do?
I opened the gate. He was in his nightclothes, sir.
Calm the whole town and get out to all the villagers. Just find him!
Gisborne discovers the envoy scoffing the sheriff's food.
Well, I see our kitchen is taking good care of you.
Oh, good food's wasted on me. But I can smell a rat. What have you done to the sheriff?
Sir Jasper, nothing has been done with the sheriff. In fact, he was seen riding out of the castle last night alive and well. We have a witness.
Don't want a witness. I want the sheriff.
Now, what's for pudding?
Your patch! Don't be so ridiculous. This is the king's forest.
We're working this patch. Now clear off.
Work? You've never done a day's work in your life.
Well, find your own sucker, because Robin Hood's ours.
Robin Hood? Robin Hood comes here?
Like you don't know it's a drop point. Now go on. Sling your oak!
Very well. Drop point. Off I shall sling. Oh, this is good. This is very good.
One of the three small boys shoots the sheriff in the backside with a catapult. At the castle, Alan reports to Gisborne in the main hall.
Right. He's not been seen in Loxley, Nettleston or Clun. But there's reports of troop movements heading this way on the North Road.
No!
I heard about the sheriff. Any news?
Nothing.
Well, what do you think?
Well, if the sheriff hadn't left of his own accord, I would think this was Hood's work.
No. Hood knows the arrangement between the sheriff and Prince John. He wouldn't let Nottingham be destroyed. Look, on this occasion, I don't think Hood is the problem. But he might be the solution. Well, Robin knows Nottingham and the forest better than any man alive. If the sheriff is out there...
Hood's not going to help us.
Well, have you asked him?
We do not deal with outlaws.
This could be our only hope. If I could get a message to him, if I could bring him here to...
Gisborne turns to face her.
To the castle.
You could bring Hood here to the castle.
I think so. Look, he will not want Nottingham razed to the ground. Same as you.
Very well. Do it.
As Gisborne marches out, Marion nods at Alan. Outlaws camp.
A good morning's work, lads. Well done. What do you got there, John?
A white goose.
It lays golden eggs. And tomorrow, there's a consignment of magic beans coming in.
John, I think we need to have a little word.
Oh, give me strength.
This is the booty.
Here.
This
is for the kitchen.
Oh, could have done with some magic beans.
Alan appears.
Oh, I'm glad to see someone's laughing. I'm on my own. Honest.
What do you want?
Marion said to show you this, and you know I'm telling the truth. All right.
Lowering his bow, Robin steps forward to take Marion's ring from Alan.
She needs your help. And just for today, you got safe passage into the castle.
You don't expect us to believe that.
Why? They've lost the sheriff. And if we don't find him today, an army is coming to destroy Nottingham.
We're leaving now.
We drop everything on the seesaw of a traitor to go and help our enemy?
John, I gave Marion this ring. She wouldn't lie to me. Come on.
Much is holding the goose.
Put it down.
Considering for a moment, Much places the sack on the ground.
Wait there.
Nottingham Castle.
Open the gates!
Robin and his gang approach the castle.
This is weird. I don't like it.
Jasper's watching from the battlements.
Can't you just sneak in anyway?
After this, we go back. We help the poor.
Yes, sir.
There are people waiting. We have four drop-offs today. They're relying on us.
Alan beckons Robin to the castle.
All right. Take these, Much.
Handing over his weapons, Robin follows Alan into the castle. Sitting in the main hall with his head resting on his hands, Gisborne looks up to see Robin saunter in and casually take a seat at the other end of the table.
Well, you're a bigger man than I thought, Gisborne. Asking your enemy for help in a time of crisis.
It's your crisis as well, Hood. You know what Prince John will do if anything happens to the sheriff.
You searched the castle?
Of course we've searched the castle.
He was seen leaving last night on horseback. In his night clothes. Shock troops will be here by sundown.
Nottingham and everything in it will be destroyed.
If anyone can find him, it's you. You have people everywhere.
Considering, Robin leans forward and looks Gisborne in the eye.
Go on then. Ask.
What?
Ask me for my help.
Robin.
Him.
We're wasting our time.
He goes to get up, but Marion takes him by the arm.
Will you help us find the sheriff?
Of course I will. Why else do you think I came?
The sheriff's wrapping his silk pajama belt around his foot when he spots a vagabond passing by.
Shoes. My kingdom for some shoes.
Oh, a change of clothes.
My man! My dear fellow. You do realize that those clothes are worth at least £30?
Yeah, sure. And I'm the Sheriff of Nottingham.
The Sheriff grins.
So?
We have to find him. You and I'll track him. Take one. Will, I want you to wait in the town. Search every street, ask around. Jack, John.
John!
Every day, more beggars.
John, you need to focus!
Are we making any difference today?
Robin.
Robin,
you can't just throw money at them!
Today we're trying to save everybody's life. Now, the sheriff may be in the forest.
I want you and Jack to go there. I check all the regular drop points. Somebody might have sent something.
Will. I don't know how today's going to end. But whatever happens, you need to look after Mary.
Of course.
And Will, I'm relying on you. She has to live, even if no one else does.
Pressing the ring into his hand, Robin pats Will on the arm and walks away. The sheriff's wearing the vagabond's clothes as he returns to the drop point to find Kerris, the knife-wielding woman, waiting with her three boys.
You do know Hood robs from the rich.
We told you to clear off.
To give to the poor, huh?
What do you think we're doing here?
Living off scraps, my dear. Think about it. He robs from the rich. He must have a huge stash somewhere, huh? What does he give you? A handful of scraps?
Don't talk rubbish.
If you upped your game, then you could get inside Hood's secret camp and whoa. Who knows what you might find there? Now, with a little tuition from me.
Hey, we rob fools for a living.
Oh, so do I. So do I. How does, Robin Hood's secret treasure interest you?
Yeah? And you'll cut the lion's share?
No. I don't want any of it. You can have it all. Have it all. I'm only interested in a teeny weeny bit of paper. It belongs to me.
Who are you?
I am the man with the plan. So, shall we begin the lesson?
Kerris is clearly interested. Nottingham Town.
Search the houses. One each.
Meeting Gisborne at the castle steps, Alan looks up to see Jasper watching from above.
They are looking everywhere. They're even dredging the ponds. He's just nowhere.
Gisborne glances at Jasper.
Keep searching.
Right.
Oh, it's good, this. You and me back on a mission. I mean, no offence against the others, but... Well, it's like the good old days. Back in the Holy Land.
Look. These shoes. They were definitely made by the Sheriff Smithy, weren't they?
Huh? That's him.
Come on.
Percy, you know that ring? The one Marion gave you? Is it a new code?
No. I gave it to her when we were in the tree.
What, are you giving jewellery? That must have surprised her. She probably thought you were going to propose.
Yeah, I did. And she said yes. Well, this is when you're supposed to say, congratulations.
Congratulations.
They embrace.
She said yes?
She did.
That's incredible.
Only if we live to enjoy it. Come on. He went this way. Come on.
Much as joy seems tinged with disappointment.
It's not enough just to be poor and dirty.
I could do old. Works every time with the nuns.
Yes, yes. Not bad. But you see, come here. You really need something that makes you stand out. Really stand out from the poor crowd.
Or we could be sick as well.
Better, better.
We can do foaming at the mouth. Oh, and deathly pallor.
Oh! Oh, yes. Yes, the poor distraught mother. Desperately trying to protect her dying brood. Oh, excellent, excellent. Eat the lot. But you see, not just old, and weak. I mean, look, blind. He's blind and all. Thank you very much. You're too kind. But what we need is a clincher. Now, what would make Robin Hood's bleeding heart really gush?
Well, for a big enough fall, I could always chop one of the kids' arms off.
Like thinking. Very good. But, no. I have a better idea.
It's not enough.
That's all there is.
There's not enough to feed all the villagers.
Then we'll give it to the families with young children first.
No, we need more food.
No, we need to find the sheriff.
I don't care about the sheriff.
All right. Then you don't care about Nottingham.
That's not what I meant.
John, if the sheriff isn't found, Nottingham will be destroyed.
Everyone else is out looking for the sheriff.
Yes, and that's what we should be doing too.
I can't let people starve.
And I won't go against Robin's orders.
Why?
Because he's right. And he's our leader.
Leaders can be wrong.
He picks up the Nottingham Castle.
Sir Jasper, I think that we can come to some sort of understanding. See, I know that you're only acting in the sheriff's best interests, and so are we.
Well, you're not doing a very good job of it.
The truth is that we just don't know where he is, and we need more time.
Look, rules are rules. If I make an exception for you, next thing every other ambitious young captain's murdering his sheriff, thinking he can get away with it.
I've not murdered the sheriff, I can assure you.
Oh.
I could make you a very rich man.
If Nottingham or Derby or any other town under Prince John's protection gets razed to the ground, it has to be rebuilt, and it so happens that the Royal Charter for Reconstruction has been licensed to my cousin. Did you think I was going to be a glorified messenger all my life?
You really are going to do this, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Come sunset, no sheriff, no Nottingham. Always amazes me how much dust an army kicks up. But then it's a very big army.
Gisborne looks off into the distance to see a cloud of dust rising up behind a hill as an army of mounted soldiers make their way towards the castle. Jack and John are delivering food.
Three more drops?
Yes. One here and two more before the river. Someone must have seen the Sharif by now. Oh, my baby.
Oh. No one. No one should be reduced to this.
By the looks of them, that is not the last grave they'll dig.
Not if I can help it.
The sheriff's posing as a blind mourner.
Oh, my baby.
John walks over to the grave.
Oh, do not be alarmed. No one will hurt you. We're with Robin Hood.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Why do you take me? Instead of me only granddaughter.
We must stay here and help them.
John, we have a mission.
They are our mission.
Robin has asked us.
Robin is not here. We are. These people need our help.
Gisborne joins Marion in the main hall.
Jasper will not be swayed.
There's still time.
Oh, there's still time for you to get away.
No. You did not run when I was being held hostage. I'm not leaving you in trouble.
Gisborne looks flattered.
Well then, we must prepare to defend ourselves.
Marion agrees. Walking to the edge of the town, Will sees the cloud of dust in the distance.
Search all of the villages, just find him. Go, ask around.
Alan joins Will at the city gates.
I don't think we're going to get out of this one. If we do, do you reckon I could come back to the lads? Too late, Alan.
Miles, too late.
Come on. Made a few mistakes, yeah?
Mistakes? You deliberately betrayed us.
All right, strictly speaking, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not that simple, Will, right? I never told Gisborne where the camp is. I saved your life, didn't I? Well, I know a lot about how this place works now. That's gonna help Robin, right? Come on, what do you reckon? The whole team back together?
You're with Gisborne now. There's no coming back from there.
Robin discovers the sheriff's navigation aid.
I'm getting used to it. Life as an heroic outlaw. The king will come back. You and Marion will be married, living in some grand old mansion.
Well, just... well, well.
Much looks over Robin's shoulder.
Look at these marks. They carry on this way, come on. When it's all going to end. Tell it to the sun, Mudge. Look, it's racing across the sky. And if we don't find this sheriff before sundown, everything will end. Me, you, Marion, everything. There'll be nothing left but scorched earth.
They press on.
Oh, so cold. So cold.
I've got some medicines back at camp.
No.
We take them with us.
Camp is secret.
Look at them. Do you really think it's a good idea to leave them out here, truthfully? The old man won't know. The rest, we blindfold.
At the castle.
Can I just have a word?
I assume you're talking to me.
Sorry, Sir Jasper, yeah, if you've got a moment.
Go on.
Well, between you and me, Guy's not very good at talking himself up. And I just want you to know we're doing everything we can here, even if he's not showing it.
Good.
There's not a lot of men that would do what Guy's doing right now. You should keep him in mind for other things, really. Could be very useful in another county.
What? Him and you?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
It's interesting, isn't it, when people realise that they're going to die, suddenly all this newfound loyalty creeps out of the woodwork.
Well, I want to live, yeah.
Alan?
Well, you better find the sheriff then, hadn't you?
Thought I gave you a job to do.
You did, I'm on it.
Well, your boy really wants to save you.
Well, this isn't about me, is it? This is about the people of Nottingham.
Correct. And much as I dislike you, you need not fear the onslaught. As a Black Knight, you and your family may pass freely through the town.
I have no family.
Good. Keeps things simple.
But I do have friends.
Family, not friends.
One person in particular.
Oh, a particular Lady Marion?
Yes. We were once engaged, and I confess I have reason to hope that in time...
But reason to hope doesn't really wash.
In time, she would be family.
In time?
Yes, in time she would be my wife.
Not if she's dead.
Marion comes with me.
Yes. If you've married her by then.
Well, I can't marry her between now and sunset, can I?
Well, why not? She's hardly gonna say no, is she?
Hearing the bells, Gisborn turns and runs back through the cloisters. Galloping shock troops surround Nottingham. A panic spreads through the town. Jasper makes his way towards the city gates.
Sir Jasper!
The time for talking is over. I have to brief my troops.
Well, at least let us evacuate the town.
No.
The women and children. Spare them.
Example has to be set. As Prince John always says, the best examples are written in blood.
How many?
Well, the surrounding whole town's going to take a lot to do that.
Realising the sheer scale of the threat posed by the troops, Marion runs back into the town. Gisborne and Alan gaze in awe at the troops.
Get all of our guards into siege positions.
What guards? They're all out looking for the sheriff.
Well, then get every able-bodied man into the armory.
You're going to trust these lot with weapons?
We're fighting for our lives now, all of us.
Hang on,
just do it!
Right!
They shut the gates. Jack and John have led the sheriff and his co-conspirators to the camp.
Hey, Olivia. Try to get some rest. We'll bring food and medicine.
The sheriff peeks over his blindfold.
Promised land.
He bungles helplessly.
Help!
Yeah, I'm coming.
Help me.
Just wait. Help. Wait. I'm here.
Help me.
Okay.
So straight.
Straight.
A little bit of cheese.
Yeah. Let me give you a little wash first.
Oh, so tired.
Outside the castle, the sheriff's guards are handing out weapons to civilians, young and old, as Will rushes over to Alan.
Where's Marion?
Will.
Well, it looks like we're brothers-in-arms again after all.
That's exactly what I had in mind.
Alan offers his hand, and Will accepts it. Then, as Alan walks off, Will spots Marion helping townsfolk.
Any word from Robin?
But I know he will die before he stops looking.
Today that's not good enough, Will.
Marion, the one person who can't die is you.
There's no way out.
I promised, Robin, you'd be safe.
He gives her her ring back and leaves her to ponder. Meanwhile, Robin and Much are tearing through the forest.
Where is he going?
No, I was thinking, I might stay here. I mean, you and Marion, you know.
Butch, look, I think we're gaining on him. These are fresh footprints.
But I could be a lone outlaw. By the Sherwood Avenger.
Butch, come here.
Robin spotted a man in the sheriff's pyjamas. Yes.
Only one man in Nottingham has night clothes like that.
The vagabond turns to face them.
I don't believe it.
Where did you get those clothes? I traded them, fair and square, for some good rags.
You traded rags for silk pyjamas? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's true. A little man, ugly. Said my rags would help him find important papers in the forest.
Papers? What's the pact?
The camp, come on!
Robin and Much run off through the forest. At the castle, Gisborne steps into the main hall to find Marion harboring the townspeople. Walking down the stairs, he fights his way through the crowd to reach her.
Has he changed his mind?
No, but I've managed to negotiate a concession. Nottingham cannot be spared, but he will spare me and my family.
You're abandoning us.
I have no intention of abandoning you, Marion.
He takes her to...
You could become my family, and we could leave together if... you marry me.
She shifts uncomfortably.
Is it such a difficult choice between death and being my wife?
It's not that simple. How can I abandon them?
He kneels.
Marry me. And live.
Will notices them from across the room.
It has to be before sunset. That's when I leave.
He gets to his feet and walks away, leaving her to consider. Running behind Robin, Much trips and bangs his knee on the ground.
Come on.
I'm slowing you down.
No, don't worry about me.
Hey, Much. I like worrying about you. Now, come on. Come on!
At the camp, Jack checks the temperatures of Kerris and the three boys before leaving them to sleep.
I won't be long.
The sheriff removes his blindfold to see John walking away too.
We have numbers that don't bunch up, and make sure you use the little brats, hmm? Heroes aren't allowed to kill kids.
All around Nottingham town, Jasper's black-cloaked shock troops await the order to close in. Will's having a quiet word with Marion.
There's no other way.
There has to be.
There is a ring of steel around Nottingham. Even if we got beyond the walls, we'd be cut down.
Then we will have to fight as best we can.
Marion, you can't save these... You can't save these people. Look, much as I hate Gisborne, you have to marry him.
No.
Wherever you go, Robin will move heaven and earth. He will find you. Just stay alive.
She walks away.
Robin! This doesn't make any sense! There's no way the sheriff will find our camp!
He knows, Much. Somehow he knows.
But what if you're wrong? I mean, look at the sun! We're nearly out of time. We should go to Nottingham, rescue Marion and Will and whoever else we can.
No, Much! The sheriff is heading for the camp. And finding him is the only way we can save anyone.
Pressing on, they climb to the top of a hill, then slide down a steep bank on the other side. At the camp, John's kneeling down when the sheriff holds a sword to his throat.
Actually, we won't be staying for lunch.
Kicking him back, John raises a stick, but hesitates.
I know you.
Kerris rushes over.
I helped you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Where's the loot?
Kerris and the sheriff attack simultaneously, forcing John back against a rock. Holding them off with his stick, he summons the strength to push them away. Unable to step forward, he looks down to discover two of Kerris's boys tying his legs together.
Stop!
Get your hands off my chick!
When the third boy drops a rock onto John's head, he looks up at him before crashing down to earth.
Right. You tie up the hoof. I'll go find the stash.
Will. Find the stash. Boys, tie up the big man.
The boys get to work while Kerris and the sheriff rush into the camp's inner sanctum and begin ransacking it. It's not long before Kerris discovers a wooden chest. When they open it to find it empty, Kerris looks accusingly at the sheriff.
Yes, well, he does give to the poor. There, there.
Robin and Much race to get back to the camp.
Come on, good. It's here somewhere.
They open another chest.
Come to Mama!
Don't stop her away, woman!
The sheriff discards the riches.
No! Give me that, old man!
He finds the pact.
I've been a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, and now a thief! Flinders! Yes, and so young.
An arrow skims the sheriff's head, pinning his wig against a post.
Hurt!
Police! Police! Don't shoot! Think of the children.
Robin disarms her with another arrow.
Of my kitchen.
You really need to work on your parenting skills.
And you, you shouldn't be out so late.
Back up!
You can't touch me, Hood. Hmm? Not unless you want your beloved, stinking, poor, whinging porpoise to burn.
Nobody's burning anything.
Oh, you have to get me back to Nottingham by sunset? And there's nothing you can do about it!
John lays him out with a single punch.
Confused he will be. Mary, we're out of time. What's your decision?
Well, I'm not going to walk out on these people.
So you're going to stay?
Yes.
Woman! Your willfulness will kill you.
He runs off, leaving Marion looking pensive. She gazes at the sunset in the distance. Outside the city walls, the shock troops are lighting flaming torches.
Oh, it's getting cold. Shall we light a fire? Get those gates open!
The gates swing open, and Gisborne rides slowly out of the town. Mounted on his own horse, Jasper meets him in front of the gates, and the two men look each other in the eye. Gisborne glances around at the troops with torches.
And the woman, Marion, is she leaving with you?
Gisborne bows his head.
She will not abandon Nottingham.
Imbecile.
And without her,
my world may as well turn to ash.
Gisborne rushes into the main hall.
You came back.
If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die by your side.
He draws his sword.
Trent!
The troops begin to advance, their torches resembling a sea of molten lava closing in on the town. Retreating through the streets, Alan runs into a building and closes the door. Meanwhile, Robin's galloping towards the town with a second horse carrying a hooded figure on its back by his side. In the main hall, Gisborne prepares for battle with Marion by his side.
and make it the last thing we do. Let's steal that from them at least.
Gisborne!
Gisborne rushes to the door.
Gisborne! Gisborne!
The sheriff pulls off his hood.
You're alive!
Don't you just stand there. You give me that damn cell!
Jasper obeys.
One day, I'm away for one day! And look at it! Huh? Look at it! Are you still here?
No, 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 no! You heard him! Stand down!
The sheriff replaces his false tooth.
Mullen, what happened? Where did you go?
Well, I'd see how you cope without me for a day.
Hood found you.
And?
We could still be here. We could still get him.
No. No. I don't need him anymore. Single-handedly, I single-handedly managed to infiltrate Hood's secret camp and retrieve the pact. The pact.
He pats his pockets.
The pact. The pact. The pact! The pact! Get him! Get after him!
Back at the camp, Robin returns the pact to the chest.
Well, that's the paperwork done.
Yeah. It's my fault we nearly lost that thing. If the sheriff finds this camp again, I will never forgive myself. I've been a fool, Robin. I'm sorry I disobeyed your orders.
You're a good man, John. He cares about his fellow man. Never, ever apologize for that.
Robin, you don't really think the sheriff was sleepwalking, do you?
Nothing that man does would surprise me.
No, I'm sorry. Nah. No one can ride a horse in their sleep.
Ah. I knew a man once who got up, milked all his goats, and then went right back to bed, all in his sleep.
What?
Oh, that's true. His wife saw it.
And didn't she wake him up?
Are you mad? She went out and bought 6 more goats.
Man attacks Much.
Robin!
Look around!
I have a message from the king.
It's a map.
What's it mean?
Treasure.
I want it.
Let's find out who you really are. The king knows your skill with a bow.
Follow the arrow!
Your Majesty.
Ah, Marion. We're going to execute the night watchman.
We're trapped!
A figure falls off a cliff.
And Robin Hood returns next Saturday at 7:15 here on BBC One. The complete first series of Robin Hood is now available in a BBC DVD box set. Nick Knowles tests knowledge and nerve next here on BBC One. It's the National Lottery. Who dares wins?